If this looks odd, my mother can no longer hear me speak her name across the dinner table, nor the alarm that sounds as my father opens and walks out the front door. The electronic wail propels me from bed to see him setting out down the street, dressed in bathing trunks, leather boots, black wool sweater worn backwards. I run after him, lay my hand on his arm, and for a moment he recognizes me, grins, then says, "If this looks odd, it's because it is." With the promise of coffee, I coax him along the sidewalk, shiver as we shuffle up the driveway, the cold circling through my blue pajamas. "If this looks odd," I whisper to the neighbors, to the cars that slow as they pass, "it's because it is." I rush the percolator onto the flame. The morning sun does not reach our kitchen. "Now where are you going to stash me?" he asks. Outside, a clump of early daffodils pokes through snowmelt. I stare at them a while, turn the coffee off, walk my father back upstairs to bed, his scrawny legs, his bent spine, hands palming the steps for balance. Boots and all, I tuck him in next to my mother, who sleeps without dreams.